to.
Thought I'd end the show off on a really positive note. You'll remember on Tuesday we were talking about South African inventions, the inventions that are from here that have, received attention from around the world, and our favorites, I suppose. It was a discussion that came about as a result of the anniversary of the first landing on the moon. And of course, a South African product was part of that mission. Prattly Putty used on Apollo 11's landing craft, becoming the only product from Mzansi to ever go to the moon. Well, following that show, we received an email about Rubato Guitars, a South African company that has developed a fiber guitar. Rubato Guitars say that the electric guitar, which is typically made from wood, has basically remained unchanged since it was created in the United States. Now, this company says that its contribution to the evolution of the guitar is this new invention. And so we've got Oliver Lampson, who's the co-founder of Rubato Guitars, talking to us from the UK. Oliver, good morning to you. Firstly, the electric guitar has remained unchanged since its invention because it works so beautifully. There are those people who might say, if it ain't broke, don't try to fix it.
Hey, morning, Bongani. Yes, I mean, I absolutely agree with you that the guitars on the market today or invented in the 50s are still amazing guitars. Guitarists generally like to have a few of them around because they're sort of like paintbrushes, if you were to think of an artist, where a different guitar gives you a different way to express yourself. So in the same way that we've improved a lot of other things over the last 70 years, because the guitar was invented in the 50s, or the electric guitar, we're just trying to make our meaningful contribution to the area, as opposed to letting it stagnate a little bit.
So how's this going to be a game changer?
So basically, there's a few things, but we focus all about the music and meaningful innovation. So basically, how we can actually make the tool better for guitarists. And the material, the design, the weight, and then ultimately the sound is what makes it a game changer for people. So, for instance, because it's all carbon fiber in one piece, that actually, that lightweight and strength actually has some real benefits to the player. Like making it more ergonomic, making it easier to play for a longer period of time, and then also making it far more reliable in different weather conditions, which is one of the primary issues with wood. So we actually have quite a few customers in areas that have like high humidity, and then suddenly it's very hot and dry and things like that, and they find it to be significantly easier to deal with than the existing wood guitars.
And I've got this image of a rock band, a rock artist, a rock guitarist breaking it on stage. I imagine it's more durable as well.
Yeah, they would have to work pretty hard to break it. but if they managed to do it, I'm sure it would be very spectacular.
And this is, of course, a South African invention, yeah?
Yes, yeah, we're proudly South African, actually. It was designed back when I lived in Stellenbosch, and then we actually manufactured them almost entirely in our workshop in Joburg, and then we have a bit of subcontracting out to a composite specialist we work with in Somerset West. But ultimately, we really want to try to build an SME that can actually provide jobs making these world-class instruments that musicians can aspire to right in SA, as opposed to moving anything offshore ever.
Absolutely lovely. You just happen to be in London at the moment.